Movies with the huge pundits of The Takeaway. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome to Friday.
Hi, John.
Another fight movie and another test for the acting range of Jake Gyllenhaal. This is Southpaw. You don't hear Jake Gyllenhaal here. This is Rachel McAdams.
The more you get hit, the harder you fight. I get it.
I don't want to hear this right now.
Only now you're taking way too many hits before you get off.
Listen to me. This is a good night.
I love you. You are all I care about. So I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to be punch drunk in 2 years if you keep this up.
Hollywood loves fight movies. Do you love Southpaw, Rafer?
Well, I guess one thing I do love is Jake Gyllenhaal, who gained about 40 extra pounds of muscle for this role, and he looks fantastic in it. He's just this ripped rack of beef, and he's got this great snarl. The fight scenes are really good. The rest of the movie is, I would say, like a near disaster.
Really?
It's so dull. It's a movie that is built around cliches that you know. The comeback, the washout scene where his career goes in the tank. He's got a little girl. He's going to have to fight for her. You know all these scenes. You know what's going to come next. Why does the movie take so long to get from each beat to the next? I really thought this film was going to be a real great boxing film, and it's just a huge disappointment.
All right, the second film then, Paper Towns. I don't know what the premise is of Paper Towns. Here's a clip.
Look, I need to borrow your car.
I don't have a car.
I mean your mom's car.
Also,
I need to drive the car because I have 9 things I need to do tonight, and more than half of them require a getaway driver.
What are you, is he committing felonies?
Ooh, remind me, is breaking and entering a felony?
Yes, what?
Well, okay. I gotta go, so are you in or out?
So this seems to be a combination of Gone Girl and a road movie. Paper Towns, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a teen flick. It's by the same author, John Green, who wrote The Fault in Our Stars. Nat Wolff is the guy there. He's an uptight high school senior, and that's Cara Delevingne, who's playing Margot. She's the charismatic neighbor next door who's going to break him out of his shell. This is called the manic pixie dream girl. It's a term coined by the critic Nathan Rabin. For that girl who comes in and sweeps in, she's eccentric and kooky and lively, and she's going to help you see the world anew. Way.
Annie Hall kind of thing.
Yeah, but she's not exactly a full-developed character. She has no real depth of her own, and I think the film kind of falls into that trap. If you're a teenager, it might have some kind of romance, a lot of pop songs in it, but for an adult, I think it's no great shakes.
If you like a giggly Yoda, maybe you'll like Paper Towns, but otherwise not so much. The big movie this weekend is Pixels, something for Peter Dinklage to do that's not Game of Thrones.
I want to get out of here for good. After I do, I don't want to pay no taxes, like, forever. And I want a stealth attack helicopter, like they fly over the Super Bowl, at my disposal at all times, you know, so I can fly around. If the world's still here, I don't want to deal with traffic no more.
Does Peter Dinklage get his wish, Kristen?
He actually gets a curse, unfortunately. A very cursed movie. I did not find this movie enjoyable. I did not crack a single smile, which is so unfortunate because I'm actually, you know,
a happy person.
I'm a happy person, but I'm actually kind of a Kevin James fan, and I really love Josh Gad too. But they did not make me smile in this. They relied very heavily on 80s nostalgia, as a lot of Adam Sandler movies do, but they didn't have the heart that a lot of Adam Sandler movies do.
What's the premise here, Rafer?
The premise is that in 82, the United States sent a time capsule out to space, and some aliens found it, and in that time capsule were some video games. The aliens thought this was a declaration of war, and so they became those video games, came down and attacked Earth. That's why Pac-Man is running loose through Washington, D.C. That's why the Galaga aliens are attacking us, et cetera, et cetera.
Does it work for you?
I just have to say I was a little sucked in by the 80s nostalgia because that's my era. But I have to agree with Kristen. This is not a very good movie, and I think it's trying to be a little Ghostbusters, and it doesn't work. The camaraderie is not there. The details are off. They have video games that are too late for to be 1982 video games. I don't understand why Peter Dinklage sounds like Isaac Hayes in that clip. I don't understand what he's trying to do with that with that accent. And there's a lot of moments like that. The characters aren't that funny. It's not that entertaining.
And on the podcast this week?
We're going to be reviewing for this week's special mystery date a movie that we're willing to bet most listeners have never heard of, starring J-Lo and Viola Davis.
We shouldn't give it away, right?
No, we're not going to give it away.
No, not give it away. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, where you can solve that mystery. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, John.
Thanks, John.